G'day, John. How are you going?
Yeah, good morning, everybody.
Welcome back. How was your trip?
I had an awesome vacation, thank you. Yeah.
Let's talk about some of the destinations. Italy, also the Republic of Croatia, is that right?
Yes.
And where else? Chile?
We went to Czech Republic.
Czech Republic.
We went to Croatia, Slovenia, and Austria. But we started off in Italy. We went to Milan, which I hadn't been to before. That was good.
Is that the fashion capital of the world, Milan, is it?
It is, but we didn't do any shopping.
Okay.
No, we didn't focus on the fashion.
Your wife was very kind to you, I think, not doing any shopping.
No money was spent there, so that was good.
And where else did you go after that?
We went down to the Cinque Terre, which is a really world-famous coastal area. There's five little fishing villages. If you Google it up, it's just brilliant, beautiful, so people will do that. And you can hike between them. We hiked for an hour and a half. That was really good. And then we went up to Lucca, which is an old medieval walled city, and that's really beautiful. That's about 20 k's out of Florence, so that was really nice. And then we went up to Prague. Prague's an amazing place.
It's supposed to be a beautiful place, Prague.
Yeah, I think it's called Paris of the North or something, but yeah, look, it is really an amazing place, so that's worth a visit as well. And then we did Slovenia, which a lot of people probably don't know Slovenia. Yugoslavia, it used to be called 20 years ago, then it broke up to Slovenia, Croatia, Macedonia, Serbia, and Bosnia and Herzegovina. So there's a lot of recent war history there from 20 years ago, but it's all good now and very friendly, and it was a beautiful, some of the most beautiful scenery you'll ever see. And then we had to come back to Vienna to catch a flight home, so we stayed there a couple of days.
Life's tough, isn't it?
We had to come home to Vienna, yeah.
I know when you've been away and you come back, I always ask you your highlight. What was your highlight of the trip? Can you pin it down to one?
Oh, look, I think probably Slovenia. Slovenia's a really beautiful country, and Croatia was really, really close behind as well. Dubrovnik and is a really well-known tourist destination, but I probably think Slovenia. It's on the euro, so it's a little bit dearer than some of the other countries, but it's not too bad, and just the huge mountain ranges and scenery and greenery and beautiful clear waters, and people are lovely too. So yeah, Slovenia would be the pick.
So anyone that would like to go to any of those countries, come over and see you and have a bit of a chat.
Yeah, we've got lots of experience in that area. I have been to Slovenia. I went to Yugoslavia when it was Yugoslavia 30 years ago. So. Getting on a bit, but
you can compare the difference, no doubt.
Yeah, no, we know all about it, so we'll help you out.
Moving on to a French company, I'm going to mispronounce it, I'm sure. Croissy or Croissy or
Croissy is how
Croissy.
We say it, but
you can
but
say
we're not French,
if you like.
So we don't really know.
They've got no single supplement.
Yeah, they're a river cruise company. They do all the French rivers, but mostly, and they've got cruises for this year, so 2018. All bookings made by 30 June. There's no single supplement. So for single travellers out there, it basically halves your cost. You don't have to pay for the whole cabin. And I have had clients go with them, and they raved about them. So yeah, if you're still thinking about going this year and doing a river cruise in France, come and see us about Croissy in the next 2 weeks, because you'll get a really good deal.
On to some sports packages. And there's something here for everyone. We'll start with the Isle of Man. This is the TT. And if you're a motorbike expert or aficionado, you'll know all about this. This is for 2019.
Yeah, this is meant to be amazing. I was a dirt biker, not a road racer, so so I don't know too much about it. But world-famous Isle of Man TT racing, so that's June 2019, so there's packages ready for that one as well.
A Rugby World Cup, this is Japan next year.
Yeah, I was an AFL footballer, so...
I must have missed your career, John, did I?
Must have been a BJ...
Played with the Blues seconds, did you, Bendigo, Carlton seconds?
Bendigo Junior Football League was probably about as far as I got. But
Japan, this is a good excuse to go to Japan anyway.
Yeah, so I'm not very good at rugby. But anyway, they got the Rugby World Cup in Japan, so that's nice and close for us because usually it's further away, so that's good. So that's November 19, so plenty of time to get onto that one.
The Australian Open, I know where that is.
Yeah, my wife's been 16, 17 years
she
in a row.
She loves tennis, doesn't she?
I haven't been for about 16 or 17 years. It's lovely.
So this is next year's event.
Yeah, she's a tennis tragic. Australian Open 2019, so they've got Category 1 and 2 tickets upgrades available. That's January 19, so that's a winner.
What about onto the Netball World Cup, which is in Liverpool? You could go and check out all the Beatles memorabilia while you're over there.
I think netball's meant to be either the top or second participation sport in Australia.
Is that female or just overall?
Overall.
Ah, there you go.
So it's huge numbers, and obviously most of them are female.
So it will be big?
It will be big. So that's July 2019, so Netball World Cup. And I think the Aussies, I'm not sure what the ladies' team's name is, but...
We'll check that out.
They always go very, very well. So, yeah, come and see us about that. And Liverpool would be interesting with...
All the music stuff
All the music stuff there. And it's close to Ireland, so you can jump on a ferry and go across and see Ireland as well. And
you could stand on Abbey Road and get a photograph.
You could.
Like a lot of people do.
You could, and I think... McCartney's house is still there, isn't it? One of those?
Oh, I reckon you'd probably find it. Yeah. There might be a lot of houses there claiming to be Paul McCartney's house.
There might be a few dressed up that way, but yeah. So that's a great trip. So that's July next year. So summer, that'd be awesome.
Onto some car racing finally.
Yeah, car racing. This is...
it's a huge sport, car racing.
It's a huge sport. So there's... for this year, it's Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000. There's packages for that. So four-night Bathurst hotel, motel packages, or a five-night one if you want. And they also have packages to this year's Formula One Grand Prix in Singapore, which is 14 to 16 September. So that's always a peak period, and that's four-night packages there as well.
Good stuff. Something there for everyone.
Yeah, look, if you can't find a holiday out of that, well, you just...
You're not trying hard enough.
That's exactly correct. That was the word I was thinking.
Have you checked the roster? I always put you on the spot.
Yes, I'm back. My brain is refreshed after being away on holidays.
So you're on today?
I'm on today, and I've got Janelle with me. So come down and see us. We'll give you a good deal.
Bendigo Travel and Cruise, corner Mitchell and Hargrave Streets, opening at 10. Thanks, John. We'll talk again next Saturday morning.
Thank you.